out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan, and wages and picket lines, I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, or your favorite podcasting app, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever you receive us.
I'm not salmon shit, I'm a salmon.
We appreciate the salmon shit and fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about, all kinds of stuff. It's been a fun, busy weekend.
Oh, yes.
In Trump land, Trumpistan.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social medias. All that crap, strap in. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and shout out to all the garbage people associated with the GOP. Holy shit.
There's a shit ton, as every story today will probably, one after another, we'll find out more and more and more. Although some of the Republicans are almost saying the right things with this Brett Kavanaugh shit, but it doesn't matter to them. Because it doesn't matter, like Susan Collins. Susan Collins is like, I don't want to, I think we should hear from her before we have the vote. And which, there's no hurry. Like, right, yeah. There is no hurry. If they delay the vote another week or two, it doesn't matter in any capacity. And then she'll still vote for him. So they'll humiliate the poor woman the way they did to Anita Hill.
Yeah,
they're already slut shaming her on Eric Erickson. That fuck drizzle is already going after her. It backfired. We'll talk about it in a second. It backfired on the Drudge Report.
I mean, there's nothing redeemable about the Republicans.
Correct.
I mean, if there were one Republican in there calling for his impeachment that wasn't running away like a little bitch at the end of their term, then maybe. But they sat through zero tolerance. They don't give a fuck. They didn't call for his impeachment.
An anonymous, really an anonymous.
I mean, why weren't they calling for his impeachment after his shit lip limp dick response to Maria? I mean, really,
those are brown people. They can't vote. They don't give a shit.
I mean, so the Republicans can say the right things all they want, but golf claps, big deal. Fuck off.
The join us during the show on social medias at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter machine and on the Facebook, just plain old Crab Diving.
Yes.
And Snapchat, we're not on Snapchat.
No. Snap this, baby.
Let's just dive in and see what the headlines are. I'm sure it's pretty Kavanaugh related.
Yes.
Where's my musica?
Musica.
There.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 17th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
And I'm not going to blame myself, I'll be honest.
Blame yourself for anything, Donnie.
Yeah, you fucking fascist.
I'm listening to that Woodward book, and it's just...
Is it good?
It just makes me crazy.
Yes.
Just the, all these tiny little steps that created the perfect shitstorm to put Donald Trump in the fucking Oval Office. And a lot of it's Bannon.
Yeah.
Bannon recognizes the racist hate fucks in this country and knew how to play them like a fiddle.
And also, you got to figure the Republicans are so opportunistic. I mean, again, this Trump, he's not really doing anything that's totally shocking. I mean, if you take...
For him, you mean.
Yeah, well, if you take what he said during the campaign seriously, then it's not that shocking. Because he was upfront about all this shit, you know?
Right.
And the Republicans didn't give a fuck.
And the headline over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post says, Don digs in, one of the finest people.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a fellow rapist.
Trump defends Brett Kavanaugh amid attempted sexual assault allegation.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. You want to hear the...
Sure.
The mellifluous tones of our...
Nazi prez.
Cunt mander in chief.
Ha ha ha. That's a good one.
Kavanaugh is one of the finest people that I've ever known. He's an outstanding intellect, an outstanding judge, respected by everybody.
Not true.
Not
never
by
had
the
even a little blemish on his record.
Oh, it's the HuffPost.
A little
have
blemish?
To add music.
When he says a little blemish?
Never had a little blemish.
Oh, never. Okay.
Never even had a little blemish on his record.
What?
Except for, you know, wanting to force a undocumented minor to give birth.
Oh, yeah,
there's a little blemish on the record.
What about those emails he stole?
What about saying that birth control is abortion-inducing?
Yes.
That's a blemish because that's a lie and counterfactual.
And also, I mean, guys, listen, when I hear a Republican, when a Republican is charged, when someone says this old white gross man sexually assaulted me, I'm sorry, I'm believing the woman. I am looking at the Republicans because that's what they fucking do.
He said, I wish the Democrats could have done this a lot sooner. But with all that being said, we want to go through the process. So even Trump is saying now that there may be a delay. But he says, I'm sure it will work out very well. So they're just going to play the game.
Right.
They're going to say, well, Skex's Barbie this morning, Kellyanne Conway, said she needs to be heard. She should not be insulted.
Oh, wow.
She should not be insulted. She should be heard and listened to.
Jeez.
And we should hear Kavanaugh's response and,
right.
Move on from there. So they're saying the right things out in public. Some of them, you know, there's the deplorables that are out there who are, of course, slut shaming her all this stuff. She was drunk. She probably wanted it. I've seen comments like already.
Well, I mean, what they're doing, though, they're pretending there's some schedule that like they're on some schedule for this hearing. And there's not. I mean,
next January 1st, after the elections, because there's no way in hell.
But they're ramming this thing down our throats.
Yeah.
They're rushing it. You know,
right.
there is no schedule. I mean, this guy's going to be appointed for fucking life.
So that's the headline there, is that Trump is defending Brett Kavanaugh.
God.
It says there might be a delay.
Yeah.
The Kavanaugh's accuser has publicly identified herself as Christine Blasey Ford. She's a professor at Palo Alto University in California.
Yes.
And by the way, somebody is, I saw somebody on the right today say that, that some Democrat obviously outed her.
Right.
And leaked her name. It's not true. She decided to come forward.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe that is true. That they leaked her name just to try to get this. But even though she wanted to remain anonymous. And for the longest time, and initially she did, but apparently she has decided name herself. I'm sure it would have come out eventually, but I'm sure the Republicans would have done it.
Oh, yeah,
knowing them,
yeah.
We found out she's a liberal professor in California.
Absolutely.
Democrat voter. Of course she's trying to take her down.
And Kellyanne Conway, if you really gave a shit, then you would resign from that administration. You would resign. You wouldn't work for that fucking rapist, and you call for his fucking impeachment. So golf claps for you as well. These
she
people
says,
suck.
Professor Ford says she feared Kavanaugh might inadvertently kill her as he held her down and groped her, covering her mouth with his hand, as they were both high school students in the early 80s. She says another teenager watched as a drunken Kavanaugh attempted to remove her clothing. Clothing? I sound like Grassley. To remove her clothing at a gathering outside Washington in suburban Maryland. She said she tried to scream, but Kavanaugh covered her mouth to silence her. She escaped after his friend entered the room and jumped on top of both of them.
I mean, this is standard bullshit for your GOP types. This is Roy Moore shit.
Her husband has come out and said he's told her about it, or she told him about it for a long time.
Right.
She also has gone to therapy for it, she says, and to deal with what happened.
She's credible. You know,
I think it derailed me substantially for 4 or 5 years, she said.
Yeah.
She describes the incident as a rape attempt during a therapy session in 2012.
I mean, she's the victim.
According to her therapist notes obtained by the Post, she obviously allowed them to release the notes.
I mean, she's the victim of this assault. And she can come out about it whenever the fuck she wants to.
So, and this is from 2012 that she told the therapist about it and described it as a rape attempt that fucked her up.
Right.
With no naming of Kavanaugh. I mean, if she did name him, we don't know. But, you know, these assholes are saying, interesting timing.
Well, that's, you know, another thing. That's what the president said. That's what Roy Moore said. That's what they all say. They all want to say, oh, all these people are fake. They're putting out fake allegations. For what end? What would she get out of coming forward with
Soros money, I'm sure, is what they're thinking. Yeah. She's getting paid by Soros, the dummies. That's her first go-to. Ford sent a letter to Representative Anna Eshoo of California and Senator Dianne Feinstein during the summer after Kavanaugh was nominated for the high court vacancy to share her concerns about him.
Right.
After weeks of media speculation, Feinstein finally confirmed the existence of the letter. She said she had referred the matter to the FBI and she didn't go public with it because Ms. Ford has requested anonymity. She didn't want her name out there.
And with the timing, how Dianne Feinstein came out with it, all this other shit, that's white noise. That's bullshit. To me, the point is we're about to confirm a SCOTUS who fucking tried to rape someone. That to me is the problem. That's the issue.
The Judiciary Committee on Kavanaugh is scheduled for Thursday, but Feinstein said the panel should wait to vote, and a couple of others have come forward and said they should wait to vote. Lindsey Graham said they should hear from her, but according to Kellyanne Conway, she said she talked to Lindsey Graham, and he said that we should hear from her, but we could do it tomorrow if we wanted to.
God.
We could do that tomorrow. We could do this quickly. I don't know. Ask these people what the rush is.
Yeah,
I don't believe the Supreme Court is in session right now.
And the Republicans
the rush?
And they're morally bankrupt. How are we supposed to believe that? God, how many women came forward about Trump over the election? 20? A shit ton.
Nobody
cared. Nobody gave a fuck. How many Republican people supported the Roy Moore, and how many women came forward against him? A lot. And they didn't give a fuck. Why?
And they don't understand that these women don't come forward earlier because of this.
Because of this.
Look at what Anita Hill went through, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I mean,
she was raked over the coals.
She was. I was reading accounts of, like, the questions they asked her and shit. I mean, the Republicans have no leg to stand on with this shit.
Feinstein issued a statement. She said it has always been Mrs. Ford's decision whether to come forward publicly. For any woman sharing an experience involving sexual assault, particularly when it involves a politically connected man with influence, authority, and power, is extraordinarily difficult.
Yes.
All you got to do is look at what happened to all of these accusers.
Right, right.
And the Clintons aren't 100% innocent of that either.
No, of course not.
Because when all that shit came out, they turned around and attacked the accusers also.
Bill Clinton fucking felt up an intern in the White House. Fuck him.
Got a blowjob. I just listened to the part in the Fire and Fury. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy Fire and Fury. I don't think it's $30 anymore. I know there were people that were balking at the price of the book. Initially, right. I think it's come down a wee.
Oh, okay.
A wee bit. Now that it's been out a little bit. I think pre-sales were $30. But or go to crabdiving.com/audible and listen to it like I am. But I'm just listening to the part where it was 100% Bannon who came up with the idea to bring Paula Jones and the other women to the debate.
Oh, God.
And he came up with the idea of shocking the press. Thinking it was just another Trumpian press conference before the debate.
Yeah.
And then they walk in and Trump's sitting there with the accusers, with the Clinton accusers. And that was right after, that was 100% response to the Access Hollywood tape.
I mean, all you have to do, if you're a normal person with, I don't know, any kind of feelings, all you got to do is sit there and think, what if Kavanaugh had done that to my sister? My mom, my wife, how the fuck would you feel? You feel insane.
Right.
And that guy has no place on our Supreme fucking court. Aren't we better than that? Can we not have a rapist on the bench, please? I mean, what the fuck?
So there we go. They're going to apparently, now they're saying they're going to set up. Grassley over the weekend said he was trying to set up a phone call to settle it between the accuser and Kavanaugh. Hey, Brett, how's it going? Remember when you tried to rape me back in high school? Oh, yeah, how you doing? Who the fuck would think that was a good idea?
They're craven.
And isn't that witness tampering?
Yes. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Isn't that witness tampering in some kind of way?
I mean, for some reason, you know, you know you're doing something bad. What has been good about this whole Kavanaugh confirmation? They withheld all those fucking documents. He never really answered any of the allegations, that any of the concerns the Democrats brought up. He sort of ignored it because, you know, who the fuck cares? They don't have a majority. You know, it's just not fair. It sucks.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo, I'm sure. Well, yeah. Every time I say I'm sure, it'll be the same at the Drudge Report. Drudge proves me wrong.
Yay.
This time proves me right. Christine versus Brett, it says. Big red letters.
Oh, God. Christine versus Brett. Like, he's the rapist. He's not equal.
Well, this is Drudge. I mean, Drudge is in Trubs because...
Damn.
Let me see if I can pull up that story. Drudge tried to smear her and got the wrong person.
What a bunch of idiots.
What garbage people.
Totally. They hate, they hate women. The Republicans hate women. What other conclusion am I supposed to draw? They hate women.
Brett, it leads to from the Drudge Report, leads to an AP story that says, yes. Kavanaugh accuser say they're ready to testify, but how? See, the panel's done. They're supposed to get together and vote. It's supposed to be a done deal by now.
Yeah.
But it says now, here we go. Top Republicans are seeming to try to limit any new testimony.
Right.
To telephone interviews. That's what Chuck Grassley's been trying to do. But I don't know if that was written before this came out, but I saw Susan Collins not all that long ago said she should testify.
Right. Well, of course.
Which means if they don't have Susan Collins on board, they've got to.
God. Hey, Susan, how the fuck
But again, it's smoke and mirrors from her. I don't trust her for a microsecond. No. Because all she has to say is, well, look, I gave a fair chance. We heard it's just a he said, she said, and, you know, we can't.
Did Susan Collins support Trump?
Tepidly.
Disgusting.
If I remember correctly.
Disgusting. I mean, the thing is, with all these Republicans, they can say whatever they want about anything. They put their support behind this fucking fascist who is up front about how fucking horrible he was during the election. They're not, and they didn't stand up to him. They're not calling for him as impeachment. They're not sticking up for America. They don't give a fuck.
Kavanaugh released a new statement calling the allegation completely false. Said he had no idea who was even making the accusation until she identified herself.
Fuck you. You fuck.
I'm willing to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee in any way the committee deems appropriate to refute this false allegation from 36 years ago.
That guy
and defend my integrity. I had to drop that one in there.
I'm willing to talk to the Judiciary Committee. Of course you are, dickhead. That's part of it. It doesn't matter. Don't talk to them. Then you won't get confirmed. I mean, he has to go through the process.
The attorney for the accuser said she's willing to tell her story publicly to the judiciary panel, but nobody's contacted her yet. She said her lawyer denies that it's politically motivated. She believes that if we're not for the severe intoxication of Brett Kavanaugh, she would have been raped.
Wow. So he was so fucking drunk, he couldn't rape
her. She said he was like stumbling drunk. And then, you know, this buddy of his, it's funny. The stories, I think, have changed because the buddy of his is like that. You know, I was there. It didn't happen. I don't remember that happening.
Right.
But the buddy is famous for having written a book about his high school alcoholism and the days-long blackouts he would have.
God.
The blackouts. So, but that he remembers.
Right.
I remember that specifically.
And
100%.
Honestly, the only reason this fucking Kavanaugh is up for a SCOTUS is because Trump thinks he needs him. Trump thinks his Mueller shit's good and he needs
him. And Cocaine Mitch was right. Cocaine Mitch said, don't put Kavanaugh, any of the other 10.
Yeah.
The story is that Mitch said, don't do Kavanaugh because Kavanaugh will be the hardest to confirm.
And he doesn't have a choice, right? Trump has to confirm this guy because he needs Kavanaugh
and
to
the
bail
only
him
reason,
out.
Yeah, and we know the only reason Trump picked him out of the other 10 or 11. Sorry, there were 10. And then just coinky dinkly.
Yes.
Right after the Mueller panel was empowered is when Kavanaugh suddenly made the list. He wasn't on the list ahead of, before that.
What a joke.
Who has publicly several times spoken about how he thinks the president should be immune from all prosecution and all special counsels. Just a coincidence that Trump
that's
the guy I want.
Yeah, our government is kind of a joke. I mean, it really is because we can have all these investigations open against the president, but yet we're fine with him appointing a Supreme Court nominee who's going to be there until the guy's fucking dead for life. Yeah. Like this president.
Or impeached.
Yeah.
Which we should always have on the table.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, unless we've got Republicans in the Senate or the House, then you're fucked. Then there's nothing.
I'm trying to find that part. FBI is being blocked. Oh, according to sources, the Trump has asked the FBI, has not asked them to vet the accusations. According to Bloomberg,
the Kavanaugh accusations.
Yeah. You know, Feinstein sent it to the FBI and said, this should be part of the, you should look into this.
Yeah.
This should be part of the vetting process. This should be part of his background check. But this says the White House has not asked the FBI to investigate.
Right.
Which is required for the Bureau to take further action.
Oh, wow. So they of course they don't want them to investigate this, right?
Their initial background investigation into Kavanaugh was completed before Christine Blasey Ford came forward with the allegation.
Yes.
Kavanaugh denies it. They both say they're willing to testify before Congress.
Wow.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee said they want the FBI to investigate the allegation, but FBI background investigations are conducted under specific procedures and through requests from government agencies. So it would have to come from the White House.
Right.
And fucker shocker, it hasn't happened.
Wow. God.
So the White House essentially blocking the continued vetting.
Yeah.
Of these allegations.
Hey, for those of you that thought Trump, somebody shitty like Trump, would be good to blow up this country to start over, whatever the fuck that means.
Susan Sarandon you're talking about?
Hey, Susan, this is what this looks like. Susan, now we have a fucking dickhead drunk rapist that's going to be a SCOTUS who thinks our president's above the fucking law.
And now poor Miss Ford is going to have her reputation shredded by unscrupulous evil Republicans and conservatives. I want all the Bernie bros to have a sit down with Miss Ford, who would not be going through this right now if Hillary Rodham Clinton had been elected.
Right. Oh, of course.
But, you know, maybe everything needs to be worse so it's better.
You know, and
tell that to all the people floating face down in Puerto Rico, you fucking Bernie cunts.
Yeah.
I was a Bernie cunt, by the way. In the primary, I'm all for Bernie and his policies. I'm still for all of Bernie's policies.
Yeah, but
Once it became Hillary versus the worst example of humanity to ever step foot in the White House, it was a simple choice.
And you fucking idiots, Bernie told you to vote for Hillary. He endorsed her, but you didn't because you're fucking sexist. And you know, on MSNBC, I heard some wacko yesterday talking about what's the person that Brett Kavanaugh assaulted? What's her name?
Christine Ford?
Oh, yeah. This guy was talking. I wish I remember what dickhead Republican this was. On MSNBC, he was like, well, I don't believe this woman until I get a chance to hear from her. Why don't you just believe her? I mean, think about what you've learned about Kavanaugh through these confirmation hearings. They're withholding all those documents from the time he served with Bush. He stole those emails. What makes that fucking guy credible?
But that's how Republicans roll, because when it was Al Franken, the woman was to be believed 100% unequivocally, and he needed to exit the Senate immediately.
Right.
But when it's the other side, when 15 women come forward about Trump, well, I believe the president, and I believe Brett Kavanaugh unequivocally.
God.
I mean, interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
How that works?
Horrible. What a horrible party. Just believe the fucking woman. Why is that so hard? Why is it so hard to not give the rich, white, straight male, they give them the benefit of the doubt every fucking time?
Well, yeah, they'll find one example from, 30 years ago where a woman was caught lying. See?
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Think about it. And if you're a black man walking in your own backyard, a white cop will just shoot you to death.
Yeah, or if you're walking to work. Did you see that one I put on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, black while walking or something?
Yeah, there's a new one. A guy was literally walking to work in the morning with a duffel bag and wearing his uniform. That's how they knew how to get him. Whoever the stupid racist fuck that called the cops on him, they said he looked like he was upset and he was walking quickly and he had a big bag with him.
Can't we arrest people that call 911 because someone's black? Can't we have a law against that? That's the dumbest shit ever. You can't call 911 because you see a black person. What the fuck, guys?
Right, with a bag. Who looks?
Idiots.
He looks a little agitated. Oh my God! There's an angry Negro with a bag. Oh,
what?
Holy shit!
Fuck.
White people are gross. So many white people are gross these days.
The Republicans can go.
I'm embarrassed by my fellow melanin challenged humans.
No shit.
A black employee at the University of Massachusetts was questioned by the police after a caller reported him for walking to work.
Walking to work.
That's not why they reported him, but that was what he was doing. Reg Andrade is his name. He's a case manager in the university's disability services office, returned from a bathroom break to find two plainclothes officers waiting to question him.
He went to the bathroom.
Some anonymous fuckwad, incel, dick, racist, cum drizzle rag.
What is incel?
Involuntarily celibate.
Oh, okay. fucking A, I didn't know that.
And anonymous caller reported shortly before 8 a.m. as a very agitated black man carrying a large duffel bag.
Oh, shit.
Police said that his clothing and appearance matched the caller's description. Then they asked him, what'd you do the night before? None of your cunting business, Jack Boot. Lick my crack. I could
what
say
did
that
I did
and maybe survive.
Before?
Black person cannot say that and survive.
You'll get tased or beaten or shot.
What'd you do the night before? When did you arrive on campus? Were you upset walking into the building? It's none of your fucking business what I did before. Am I being suspected of a crime?
Right.
No. Go away.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone.
I don't have to talk to you anymore.
God, police guys, you work for that person.
Right. What
you
crime?
Serve him.
What crime am I being suspected of? Walking while agitated?
Yes.
Not a crime.
Right.
Fuck off, cop. Go away.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
He says, how can somebody just walk by me, not even talk to me, and try to discern that I was agitated? And these people don't care. This guy could have been killed. What if he was like reaching into his duffel bag and turned around and the cop was like, ah, bang, 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 bang.
And there's reason to sort of expect that type of shit
right.
might happen.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the dickheads will say, well, if you didn't do anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about. Yeah, you do. You're a black person having a weird ass interaction with the cops. You have everything to worry about.
And white Buana, let's see you get stopped 5 times a week for nothing. Let's see you get pulled over and harassed by the cops for nothing.
How do you think that makes you feel for the rest of your fucking day? That's not going to fuck with
get
your
to
psyche.
Work. Yeah, I got to get to work. And now these jackboots, at the behest of some racist shitbag,
yes,
are harassing me.
Horrible.
I
mean, it's fucked up.
And he even said strong buzzwords, agitated black man dragging a heavy bag.
What? The bag was heavy. This guy's got a lot of, this is crazy.
It was an anonymous tip line too. So fucking coward.
Oh
piece
yeah.
Piece of shit.
Who knows why they did it? Maybe they're just racist. They just like, maybe they get their kicks out of fucking with black person.
Maybe somebody just doesn't like him or somebody that's pissed at him.
Can't these people on fucking 911 sort of discern whether or not?
Well, they even said the chief of university police said that the anonymous tip line is not typically checked right away, unlike the dispatcher 911, because it's usually not emergencies if somebody's calling something in anonymously.
Yeah.
But he said the caller's description of Andrade's behavior was alarming.
Yeah.
One of the things we zoned in on with that message, because we listened to it a couple of times, was the behavior. It's not necessarily the description of the person, but the behaviors that we were exhibited. So they're trying to say, we didn't go after him because he was black. We went after him because they said he was agitated and carrying a big bomb case. Oh, I mean, excuse me, a duffel bag.
Good God.
Scum. Listen to this. They closed off the administration building for 45 minutes while they investigated the call.
They shut down a whole building.
People can't get in and out of the building.
They shut down a whole building because a black person's
there.
That
person that called needs to be found and prosecuted.
Yeah, it's
pure and simple. And Mr. Andrade should be able to sue the fuck out of them and get some of their shit because of the humiliation and degradation and rights violation that he had to suffer because of their stupid racist phone call.
What were you doing the night before?
That's really none of their business.
I mean, fuck you. And what do you think would happen if the guy was like, hey, you can suck my dick. What did I do the night before? The cops probably would have lost their fucking little minds.
That's one of those cop trap things. They try to get you, you know, where were you? What were you doing? Where you going? Where you going? Where you coming from? You know, you never have to answer any of those questions.
Yeah.
None of your business. What am I being suspected of a crime? Am I being detained?
Yeah.
If the answer to either of those is no, or both of those, thank you, officer. Goodbye. You get to walk away.
And if you're black, you know, in the back of your mind, if I don't answer those questions.
Well, that's the difference.
Who knows? Maybe they pull their guns out and shoot me.
You look at all those First Amendment, what do they call them? Tests or First Amendment challenges on YouTube. That's all. They're all white.
Yeah.
They're all white people.
Right.
Very few exceptions are people of color, because they'll get the shit beaten out of them for doing a First Amendment test. These are the guys that they take a big camera, a movie camera, outside of a prison.
Yeah.
And they start filming. And they wait for the guards to get all agitated and come out and say, what are you doing here? And they're like, sometimes they don't talk. They're really agitated.
Right. You know,
but it's 100% legal. If you're across the street from a government building, guess what? You get to film that government building. And it's amazing it's amazing how many of these jackboots come out and say, you can't do that. That's illegal. Nope. Right. Sorry. Supreme Court said,
fuck off.
I can film wherever, whenever, out in public. Sorry.
You know what? You know,
and sometimes they get arrested.
Right. You know, you have this Black Lives Matter movement, and to me, like, the most heartbreaking thing you hear is, like, you know, you're a kid, you're always, as a white person, you say, hey, if there's a problem, go to a cop, and how you relate to cops. But that's just not the case if you're black.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're, I don't know how you're supposed to tell young black kids how they relate to cops, because a lot of cops don't see them as human.
All right.
So I was reading that story, dude.
You know, that ongoing story of the cop who shot her neighbor, murdered her neighbor.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You read the comments and how many people don't call police. They just won't. They're like, I'm not. It's more dangerous to call the police than to let something happen.
If you think about it, how your white skin is seen by institutions and cops and shit like that, compare it to, like, if you're not white, what if you're a dreamer, you want to check into a storm shelter?
Oh, right.
Do you want to call the cops for anything? Do you ever want to call 911?
Well, that's because you remember during Houston, Irma or
Harvey.
During Harvey, there was a Republican who said, they should be checking citizenship at the door. There's a way to figure them out at the shelters.
They're going to higher ground because, you know,
what does that tell you?
That tells you don't go to a shelter.
Right. And that tells you we should let illegals die. Yeah. People here undocumented, let them die.
Well, you can't call the cops.
That's very Christian of them, you know.
What if you need to call the cops?
Don't.
Because someone robbed you.
Yeah.
What if you need the cops to do their job and protect you and you're not white?
That's not their job. Remember, the Supreme Court said it's not.
What do they say their job?
There were cops that let something happen.
Yeah.
One time. And they said, your job is to serve and protect. And the cops were like, fuck it, no. And the Supreme Court sided with the cops.
That's great. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
There you go.
I mean, shit.
It's a police state.
It's amazing.
An authoritarian police state.
Yeah.
And just to perpetuate horrific vulture capitalism.
And, you know, you never can tell what's going to happen in the future, but this is a certainty. As long as we have Republicans in majorities in office, that won't change. That won't change. We won't have body cams. It will never fucking change. That party is craven and racist. They hate women. They hate people of color. We're fucked until these GOP loads are out of the fucking D.C., man.
I found that article about the Drudge Report. The Drudge Report completely crashed and burned in their latest attempt to smear the victim.
Yes.
Of the alleged victim of Brett Kavanaugh's rapey McRapiness.
Right.
Drudge posted an article from something from Grebian News, claiming to show that Ford got poor ratings from her students, some who reportedly described her as having a dark personality on the Rate My Professors website.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So she's lying.
It was the wrong one.
Oh, it was the wrong one.
It's the wrong Christine Ford.
Oh, my God, Drudge, you're a big national website. Don't you Don't you have anybody checking your work? Are you drunk, you idiots?
And they were lying about the reviews.
Yeah.
The rape my professor's page refers to a Christine A. Ford who taught at Cal State Fullerton, but who actually received only 5 reviews. 2 rated her as awesome. 2 said average. 1 rated her as awful. Meanwhile, Christine B. Ford, the other one was Christine A. Ford.
Yes.
They even got the name wrong with the initial.
Great journalism.
She's a professor of clinical psychology at Palo Alto and has never worked at Fullerton. In addition to Drudge, conservative pundit and giant shitlord Mark Levin.
Shitlord!
And somebody named Kurt Schlichter, I'm sure also.
Schlichter.
A dangling anal wart.
Yes.
Shared the false claim of the same story.
But you know, let's say it was her. Let's say her students gave her poor marks as a professor.
What does that have to do?
Who gives a
with
fuck?
Whether she was right?
And that this doesn't is, mean you're
this
allowed.
This shows
to be...
the subhumanity of people like Mark Levin and Matt Drudge.
I mean, it's
and Kurt Schlichter.
This whole Trump thing—it just seems like we're going backwards in the TARDIS or something.
Yeah.
Or no, it's not. No, we were always here. See, that's the thing. You think like, oh man, all these fucking. Cops are getting caught on video all of a sudden assaulting black people, shooting black people. Well, they've always done that. We just have cameras now.
Right.
It's always been like this.
I'm just checking to see if Mark Levin deleted his. I think he deleted it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Right.
I'm surprised he didn't. He's a Republican. I'm surprised he didn't triple down on it. She must have changed her name.
I mean, they're horrible people. So, of course, they blame the victim, you know?
Yeah, I don't see it. The reviews. I mean,
why are we surprised? This is a party that puts kids in cages with a zero tolerance. They put children in cages. They separate families at the border with zero tolerance. So, yeah, they're shaming, they're fucking trying to denigrate the name of this person that is coming forward. This Ford, Professor Ford, she doesn't have to. You know, she's doing the country a favor by letting us know that Brett Kavanaugh is a fucking rapist.
God, Mark Levin, if the Democrats win the House and impeach the president, history will show it to be an even greater farce. Then the impeachment of Andrew Johnson and the political and media mob behind it will be forever disgraced. Oh, let's see who's disgraced
in history. Markey.
Yeah, let's see who's disgraced, Markey.
This failure that we're in the midst of is a society. We're failing as a society right now. There is no other way history is going to look back on this racist, gross, rapey, fucked up period without like this disdain. How are you going to, how do you look at this now in through any kind of, this is a bad time for America. This is a bad fucking time.
Yeah. Hopefully in November.
Yeah.
Things are going to turn around.
Right.
And I saw that one. I told you about that one story I saw where Trump thinks that it might be a good thing that he could play the victim in 2020.
Yeah, sure.
Look at the mean Democrats, what they've done to me. Don't you all want to vote for me now?
Right.
And ironically, it's Constitution Day.
What a great Constitution. What a great living document. From our fucking slave-owning forefathers. Good job, everybody. God.
It was very convenient and very quick how they managed to find 60-something women from his high school days to say how great he was. Moments after the story broke, it's really somebody's got some great interns because, man, they were able to get 60-some women to come to sign a letter saying Brett Kavanaugh was a honey bunny in high school.
I mean, whenever you nominate a white guy for something, for a judgeship or anything, is your first order of business Is it to get a letter from like 60 women saying he's not a rapist? To just have that just in fucking case?
Well, it's the stupidest thing because it's like, well, what? He didn't rape me. Okay.
God, okay, congratulations.
It's like Dahmer's next door neighbor saying, well, I don't know, he didn't eat me.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski.
I think he's a nice guy.
Ted Kaczynski's got all a list of people he didn't kill.
Right.
That's nuts.
I'll testify that Ted Kaczynski never tried to blow me up.
Yeah.
I'll happily testify.
Brett Kavanaugh never held me down in a closet with his hand over my mouth and his buddy watching, drunk, trying to fucking rape me. Does he get a certificate for that? That speaks to how stupid, how fucking stupid these deplorable dickheads are. Trump's base. Yeah. You're so fucking dumb.
It is amazing.
Dumb as shit.
It is pretty amazing.
It's like, here's a list of women I didn't rape.
Yeah, there was a headline at Salon. Brett Kavanaugh didn't rape 65 women.
Congratulations,
great.
Brett. You want to be a judge?
So that is what's going on with the headlines.
Yay, it's good all, job.
All Brett Kavanaugh all the time.
Right.
All the guy that's going to make sure women can't make decisions over their bodies anymore. And
Christ.
He's going to vote for corporate interest every single fucking goddamn time.
Hey, Democrats, if you take both houses, every fucking breath you take, the neck it has to be just extracting a pound of flesh from these shitbag Republicans. Impeach this Kavanaugh. Impeach Gorsuch. Who gives a fuck? Impeach the president. Got to make this shit right.
Thanks for joining us, by the way. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Cuss and Liberal Media, you can go buy shit you're going to buy on Amazon or on the internet. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and whatever you buy, do it every time, by the way, because it doesn't remember that shit.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. Each time we get a little commissione.
Yeah, go do that.
At no cost to you, helps us out
right here.
And thank you to those that do.
I just saw something I fucked up royally at my job. I sent a letter out saying, we look forward to seeing you guys at this one thing. And I said, it started at 9. It starts at 1 p.m. And I sent out 10 letters saying it started at 9. Then I got, yay!
Oops.
Fuck!
Fake news.
Fuck, can I do that? Okay. Fuck this Kavanaugh guy. Fuck you, you fuckhead.
There was a story I saw over the weekend, and this is also out of the new Bob Woodward book.
Oh, okay.
Another little ditty that, you know, Trump's lawyer, Ty Cobb, you remember of the name.
The famous pitcher.
Who, it turns out, I don't believe was related. Didn't we look that up and it turns out he wasn't even related? According to Bob Woodward's book, there was a convo between Trump and his former defense attorney, John Dowd. And it's Dowd allegedly trying to tell Trump that, you know, you never had attorney-client privilege with Ty Cobb,
right?
Because he, to save his own money, he hired Ty Cobb as a White House counsel.
So he works for us,
not as his right, like with McGahn, who, and their best interest is supposed to be the United States of America, not the orange shitbird in the behind the Resolute desk.
Yes, hello, shitbird.
So who knows what he told Ty Cobb? Because if he told Ty Cobb anything that he had done that was illegal, Ty Cobb is under obligation to tell Mueller everything. No attorney-client privilege can be invoked.
And meanwhile, Donald Trump is saving money.
So, yeah,
what an idiot.
So Dowd, according to Woodward's book, was having a convo with Trump, and he's trying to tell Trump,
you don't have attorney-client privilege with Ty Cobb. Anything you've told him, he can tell everybody. There's no attorney-client privilege.
How could he not know that?
Trump's response, quote,
Jesus. that's great.
It turns out Trump
Jesus.
Had told Cobb all kinds of things that he may have suddenly regretted.
Oh, fuck, Donald. Damn, this is stupid Watergate.
The book doesn't reveal what those things are, but Trump's shocked and panicked response makes it clear that he probably told Cobb some shit that he shouldn't.
Oh, my God. You guys, for those of you that voted for Trump, listen to that. That's how dumb your person you voted for is. He's dumb as fuck.
So unless Cobb is willing to go to prison in order to protect Trump, doubtful.
Yeah, right.
It means he probably will sell Trump out to Mueller if he has not already.
Yeah, why not?
It says political analysts have long pointed out that Trump and Ty Cobb had no attorney-client privilege. The question all along was whether Trump was aware of this.
So, I guess not.
Of course, the answer is no, because he doesn't even understand how the whole thing works. He thinks Jeff Sessions is his private lawyer. He thinks the entire Justice Department is his entire secret police force.
This entitled dickhead thinks he's running The Apprentice or one of his shitty fucking companies. Yeah. And he is running it like one of his shitty fucking companies.
One more thing. We refer back to the kind of Kavanaugh thing.
The rapist. God, what a piece of shit.
The Don Jr.
Oh my God.
Is now taking some well-deserved shit.
Just one second. I just want to take one little side thing here. You know that story about him swimming in the swamp with the gators?
Yes.
I just want to address these alligators down in Louisiana.
There were no alligators.
What the fuck? If there were any alligators in that area, what the fuck were you thinking? Why?
We didn't get to see where Secret Service was circling the whole compound with their boats to make sure that there was nothing in there before that moron jumped in.
Yeah. I just want to, just to these gators, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Shame on you.
Advocate the attack.
I'm not. I'm just, that's not what I'm saying. I didn't say that.
So Don Jr.
Yes.
Took to Instagram. And
Instagram.
I don't even know who did this, but who initially did it. But it's a picture of like a ripped piece of notebook paper and written in crayon. Hi, Cindy, will you be my girlfriend, spelled wrong, yes or no, love, Brett? And he says, Judge Kavanaugh's sexual assault letter found by Dems.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Fucking hilarious. Who does Brett, who does this Don Jr. think he is? Are you a comedian? I mean, my God.
In short, it compares Ford's disturbing account of Kavanaugh's behavior to an elementary school crush. Trump Jr. I'm reading from Mashable.
Yes.
Does not have a particular reputation for treading lightly around sensitive subjects, nor for being on the right side of history even a single time, but this is a new low even for him.
Well,
this is Mashable. Mashable's a tech site.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, also, like, Don Jr. probably heard this story and was like, hey, shit, I did that like 27 times in college. I've held people down in a closet with my hand over their mouth.
Sure, who hasn't?
Sounds like it's right up your fucking alley, dickhead.
So he is being raked over the social media coals for that one. Even, what's that asshole's name? Walsh, Joe Walsh.
Oh, yeah, from the Eagles.
Is a former, different Joe Walsh, is a former congressman. He's a Tea Party asshole.
A dickhead.
Frequently says horrific, disgusting things. And then on rare occasions is on the right side. He's one of these that people, I always see tweets of people saying, holy crap, I'm agreeing with Joe Walsh. Somebody kill me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
he went after Don Jr. for this bullshit, retweeting the story, and he called, no, I can't find it. He called him like an idiot or something. No matter your take on the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh, I think we can all agree that Donald Trump Jr. is an uncaring, narrow-minded idiot. Joe Walsh,
right?
Tea Party lunatic.
Ugh.
On the Twitter.
Wow. I mean, what are we supposed to do with that, though? It's a shitbag calling somebody else a shitbag. Does that help anything?
No.
No, no. It's just, I don't know.
I don't think so, because the Trump cult will just circle the wagons around Don Jr. They'll call Joe Walsh a rhino.
We always thought we'd start to see the rats jumping the Trump ship. We thought we'd see that. We haven't seen
it. Well, it'll get there.
Yeah.
And what, these are big fat rats, though. It takes them a long time to waddle to the edge to jump off.
But see, and that'll be confusing for America. Because that'll be confusing because some people won't remember how horrendous these people are. They'll think, oh, Lindsey Graham's a good guy. Lindsey Graham's part of the reason we have this Nazi fucking office. This Grassley guy, the same. The Flake, the same. All these people standing up to Donald now is like, why didn't you do it during the election, fucknut?
Yeah.
They didn't. Assholes. God.
Tom Arnold is in the news.
Yes.
Doubly.
Right.
One story has him saying that Trump's the tape of Trump being all racisty and all that stuff from The Apprentice.
Yes.
That those tapes are now in possession of Ronan Farrow.
Put them on iTunes.
You probably don't want coming after you these days.
Yeah. Go get them, Ronan. Damn.
Let's see. Omarosa says she's heard the tape. I'm reading from Hill Reporter.
Yes.
.com. Says she's heard a tape of Donald Trump using the racial slur, the N-word. Tom Arnold says that if he can get his hands on one 12-hour backstage tape, a racial slur is the least of what we'll see. Tom Arnold is like,
right? Huh? It's audio? The tape?
Video.
Video. What the fuck are we going to see?
He has been pursuing these tapes. In fact, I think he's got his own show. Yeah. Coming on, Tom Arnold is doing a show called Hunt for the Trump Tapes.
That's the name of the show?
He's doing a reality show. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He now says that some of them have been handed over and are now in the possession of Ronan Farrow.
Uh-oh, guys.
The journalist whose byline has been attached to Me Too stories, whose reporting on accusations against Harvey Weinstein won him a Pulitzer Prize.
That means Frank Sinatra's kid?
He's not on paper.
Okay.
Tom Arnold and Mark Burnett, by the way.
Yes.
There is over the weekend,
right,
they got into a fight.
Okay.
At the Emmys.
Tom Arnold and
Mark Burnett.
Oh, okay.
Got into a physical fight where Jesus. Tom Arnold says Burnett tried to choke him out.
So wait, let me understand. Tom Arnold was on The Apprentice and Mark Burnett was a producer on The Apprentice.
Was Tom Arnold on The Apprentice? I don't know.
I think he was Celebrity. I
mean, I know he's been buds with Trump in the past, but they've had a little falling out. I don't know if he was on The Apprentice, probably. Hmm. So it's going to be on Viceland, the new show, The Hunt for the Trump Tapes.
Right.
It says last night tensions between the two men seemed to boil over as they both converged on a pre-Emmy fundraiser. So it wasn't the Emmys. I think the Emmys are this week, aren't they?
No fucking idea.
I'm not nominated, so.
Is Crab Diving nominated for an Emmy?
We're not on television.
I know, I was being funny.
We could get a Grammy.
Oh, okay. Grammy? Why are their podcasts nominated in the fucking Grammys? Why?
They were at the Motion Picture Television Fund in Century Park, approximately 9:30 p.m. as the two men. It sounds like a Sounds like a police report. Yes. At approximately 9:30 p.m., as the two men made their way into the event, a shoving match reportedly took place.
Right.
We don't know who started it.
Yes.
But they say Tom Arnold claims he was choked by Burnett. Tom Arnold tweeted right after the incident took place, "Mark Burnett just went apeshit and choked me at this huge Emmy party. Then he ran away with his torn pink shirt and missing gold chain. I'm waiting for LAPD," he tweeted.
Yeah. Hey, and I want to say this to Tom Arnold. Congratulations. Congratulations on doing something good like this show, Hunting for Trump, the Trump tape. That's great. Now, your fucking ex-wife did this show called, what was it called, Roseanne?
Yeah.
That just fucking sucked Trump's dick.
Well, he can't be held responsible.
He's not. I'm congratulating him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm congratulating him for somebody, for some movie, some celebrity using their, you know, celebrity for good rather than this piece of fucking shit, Roseanne. Is she moving to Israel?
No. She says she is. She's fuck her.
Fuck off.
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Burnett's wife, Roma Downey, tweeted a picture of her hand with a brown dark spot on it. "Got this bruise tonight when Tom Arnold tried to ambush my husband Mark and me at a charity event. Is your TV show worth it, Tom? Please stop."
Now, fuck you. Sounds like bullshit.
Now, you know, she doesn't say that Tom Arnold gave it to her.
Yeah.
"Got this bruise tonight."
Right.
So it might have been her violent asshole husband who caused her to get the bruise.
I mean, Mark Burnett seems like a fucking asshole to me.
He's a douche from everything I've heard.
Yeah. And I'm down for what's-his-face's cause. I think it's good. Go find that fucking tape, Tom.
And if he's been sitting on tapes that could help bring down Trump, he's an evil douche.
Oh, yeah. Call Dexter.
Why aren't some people going after him? People that have worked for him.
After Mark Burnett?
Yeah.
Probably because he's got NDAs, goons. I mean, you know, somebody like Mark Burnett, who wants to go after that guy? I'm sure he could fuck up people's career. He's got power, right?
Tom Arnold, they got a comment from Hill Reporter. From Tom Arnold about the bruise. He says that was probably already on her hand. "I didn't even see her until after the incident began."
Okay.
"Roma's bullshit," he said. "I didn't even see her when the swinging started after I got kung fu grip off my throat." That bruise is from her last TV show.
Kung fu grip.
I guess he called LAPD and filed a report. So.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. There was
why didn't Mark Burnett call the police and file a report?
I saw another story that there's another witness, supposedly. So,
shit.
And Tom Arnold says he agrees with him.
Oh, okay.
So, we shall see.
Damn.
Mark Burnett just went apeshit, he said. He tweeted.
Right. I believe Tom Arnold.
Good Christian.
Yeah. Tom Arnold's a good Christian?
No. Mark Burnett. Didn't they do that Bible series or something on TV?
Was the slime bag that produced Survivor.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
But he also is a Jesus nut, I think.
Oh, God. Then I believe Tom Arnold. I ain't believing.
You can't ever believe an evangelical ever.
No, they're talking to the sky.
You can't trust them because
they're batshit, dude,
and they're nefarious and cheaty and backstabby.
Right.
I saw an article yesterday about the Spokeskomorian guard, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and how how she can justify being a Christian with doing nothing but lying for Trump. And the excuse that they think it is, this guy's a former Baptist minister or something. He says, she thinks Trump is ordained by God to help the Christians, and therefore the ends justify the means. So they throw out all Christianity and all sinning and all that as long as they're winning.
That is
all ethics doesn't matter as long as we win. As long as we stop them from killing the babies and stop them letting the homosexuals fuck each other in the butt, it doesn't matter if we lie, cheat, steal, and kill.
I mean, if you have a kid and you had to explain to a kid right and wrong, how would that kind of opportunistic thinking work. How would that? How would you explain
it's okay
that?
Because it's helping the Lord, little Timmy.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
It's mental illness. The definition of mental illness is doing something wrong because a voice in the fucking sky is telling you, right? I mean, that's fucking bananas, dude.
And that's supposedly the excuse for Pence, too.
Oh, God. Mother.
Yeah, when he looks like he wants to fillet the back of Trump's head all the time.
Mm-hmm. Is there a penis?
Gazing gun? Lovingly.
Yeah, he wants to spoon him.
It's that God has ordained him, and God told Pence he's going to be president and that he should put up with whatever until that means is achieved.
Are we supposed to believe Mike Pence is an evil genius, biding his time, waiting to be president?
That's not genius.
Yeah, there's people say that. I've seen that. Like, people think he's like the smart one. He's
I don't think it
low.
Was. I think it's a pretty safe bet from the beginning on to think, well, this guy might end up getting. I'm just going to hide back here.
Yeah,
stay low. Try not to catch any of the shrapnel.
Of course, I mean he was in charge of the. Was it? He was in charge of the.
Well, that's one of the
things. I can't think of that word. What is that word?
The transition?
Transition.
I saw another article that was like, you know, don't necessarily think that Pence is going to be the white knight riding in unscathed in all this because he's, who knows what Mueller has. Mueller might be done with Pence. He might be ready to indict Pence right now. We don't know.
God.
And that's another thing. Mueller has not leaked at all.
Yeah.
We know 1/1000th of what he has.
And the thing is, when we find out what Mueller knows, what he learned from this fucking investigation, I'm sure the findings are going to be historic. And there is no fucking reason our country needs to follow the rules in this fucked up constitution of ours. If we find out this whole government just stole the election,
we should nullify the fucking election.
Get rid of these rules. We got Nazis in the fucking White House.
There
are
no rules for that. We need to make some.
Yeah.
Maybe the Democrats will be able to pass some sweeping anti-corruption and anti-and transparency rules and shit like that. Unless, and more ethics. Yeah. More ethics. More oversight. Not less.
Yeah, unless we have a bunch of moderates. You're like, for the good of the country. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, that'll happen.
We bet. Ah, oh, God, that's disgusting.
I don't think Mr. Trump should be prosecuted as long as he resigns in disgrace. It's good for the country to not prosecute him.
That's what fucking Ford did, and that cost Ford the next election.
Yeah. Hey, Democrats, if you're going to be moderates, you know, you're not going to be in there forever, baby. Fuck you.
They're saying that Dr. Christine Ford will be able to testify in public. So there looks like they're setting up some kind of committee meeting again. So they may be delaying the vote on Thursday.
Man, I mean, shit. I think our country owes Christine, buy her a drink or something. What the fuck? Right? I mean, who wants to go through that shit? That's going to suck.
Oh, Orrin Hatch.
Oh, he said something shitty.
You know, if there's ever a poster child for term limits, fucking Orrin Hatch. I'm up in the, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I think term limits are a good idea. Sometimes I get talked out of it because people are like, well, what if there's somebody who's really good, who's a really good public servant and sticks around and, you know, but I don't know. I just think there's too much.
Yeah.
Possibility for corruption.
And you look, and for that argument, I would say make a list of all the senators that have been really great, that have been career, and then look at people like Lindsey Graham, like Mitch the Bitch.
And what about
Craven?
20-year terms on the SCOTUS instead of lifetime.
Why 20? I mean, good.
Well, the point of having lifetime appointments, which sounds like a big joke given our current atmosphere, but it's to prevent partisanship. It's to it's to prevent strictly political means from, you know, allegedly influencing a judge. But I don't know.
The crazy thing is that
how's
sort
that working?
Of, well, that relies on the person who's president being good and just.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. It just doesn't.
From Bloomberg News, Laura Litvin asked Senator Hatch how he would feel about Kavanaugh's nomination if it turned out the allegations were true. Here's the Republicans.
Yes.
Hatch replied, if that were true, I think it would be hard for senators not to consider who he is today.
That's ridiculous.
So in other words, well, you know, so he raped somebody back in high school. You know, what about who he is today? He's a good man, Christian, and he coaches his daughter's basketball team.
You know what's crazy? They're trying to push this rapist down the throat of this country, but yet Mitch the bitch wouldn't let Merrick Garland get a hearing. It is batshit. It's crazy.
If that was true, I think it would be hard for senators to not consider who the judge is today. That's the issue. Is the judge a really good man? And he is. And by any measure, he is.
Not by any measure. How
by
about
Republican
by the measure?
Measure?
How do you think the woman who was sexually assaulted in a fucking closet with his fucking hand over her mouth so she couldn't be heard? So she couldn't be heard. So you know it's not like...
At least
he
Hatch
knew what
is,
he was doing.
At least Hatch is finally fucking leaving.
Oh, yeah, God.
And we'll probably end up with Romney.
Skeksis. Oh, what a piece of shit he is. These guys are all garbage. He's a load. He's a fucking load. We have him on tape. We know how he feels. He doesn't give a fuck about poor people. All he cares about it. Somebody said that. I heard somebody on MSNBC said this about the Republican Party. They're dead. What do they stand for? What do they stand for? The only thing you know the Republicans stand for. Tax cuts for the rich.
Right.
That's it.
That's all they've accomplished.
That's all they are. That's all they have.
And they want to do more.
Yeah.
You see
rolling
that?
Back
trying,
regulations.
You see that? They're trying to, in the House, they're trying to pass another bill that will cut taxes for the rich even more.
Yeah.
It's only like, for the rich.
It's like Donald Trump and these big fat cats are like, how can we turn our country into a kleptocracy? You know, like how Putin has.
Yeah. Join us on all of our social medias and everything.
Yes.
Everyone, listen to us every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live.
That's right.
And then you can download us as a podcast at the iTunes, at Stitcher, at your favorite podcasting application.
Oh, wee wee. You know what? I got to step away and make a phone call for work real quick.
Okay.
Get that call. I will be right back.
I've got a quick story here about this is from the a former State Department official who has written a op-ed or wrote a piece over at the Politico at politico.com. And her name is Uzra Zeya, U-Z-R-A is the first name, Z-E-Y-A is the second last name. And the headline is, Trump is making American diplomacy white again. She says, I worked at the State Department for 27 years and was proud to watch it become more diverse until President Trump. She goes on to write about how after Trump joined or after Trump was elected, that at the State Department, they started either firing or people were quitting because it was so horrible. The high office people that had high offices over at the State Department of color were leaving left and right and or getting fired. And that... you know, Rex Tillerson wasn't doing fuck all. He didn't care about that. They were just, he was, by all accounts, a horrific leader of the State Department and was really just at the helm as he drove it into a a giant iceberg because
he's a Titanic.
They were trying to strangle and kill the State Department as much as they were all these other government, governmental departments.
Yes.
She said the State Department became less of a pale male club under secretaries like Colin Powell and Hillary Clinton, who championed diversity and equality as institutional values. Oh, those cucks. Those socialist libtards.
Oh, my God.
And thanks to recruitment programs like the Pickering and Rangel Fellowships, brought in hundreds of talented officers from underrepresented groups into public service. Asian Americans were 6.8%. She goes on with all these percentages before Trump.
Oh, okay.
This is a former State Department official of color.
Now I'm going to assume that Trump improved diversity.
That is, until the Trump administration, she says. In 2017, as the media ran out of synonyms for implosion in describing Rex Tillerson's tenure as Secretary of State, a quieter trend unfolded in parallel: the exclusion of minorities from top leadership positions in the State Department and embassies abroad.
Damn.
She says, this shift quickly became apparent in the department's upper ranks. In the first 5 months of the Trump administration, the department's three most senior African-American career officials and the top-ranking Latino career officer were removed.
Okay.
Or resigned abruptly from their positions, being forced out, and white successors with penises.
Oh, perfect.
My word, my addition.
They didn't say
named in their places.
Cox.
In the months that followed, I observed top-performing minority diplomats be disinvited from the secretary's senior staff meeting. They were relegated to FOIA duty, Freedom of Information Act, looking shit up for people.
Oh, my God.
These are career diplomats.
They're in the library or whatever.
And they were passed over for bureau leadership roles and key ambassadorships. She says not only top officials, but if you look at public data from the American Foreign Service Association, 64% of Trump's ambassadorial nominees so far are white, non-Hispanic males, which is a 7-point increase from what was going on during the Obama administration. She says President Trump stands out from his six predecessors in his failure to nominate a single African-American female.
Oh, God.
African-American women made up 6% of all ambassadors under Obama, 5% under Bush.
Right.
Who had two African-American secretaries of state. Bush had two.
You got to beat Bush, right? I mean, come on.
Colin Powell and Condoleezza, right?
Yeah. Whoa.
Who, by the way, listening to
Condoleezza
Woodward's book, they wanted Trump to resign when the Access Hollywood tape came out. Reince Priebus was like, this is it. We're done. You're done. It's over.
Oh, yeah. You can't overcome.
The donors are leaving and all this stuff.
This is grabbing by the pussy, right?
Yeah. And they said that. Pence even sent a letter. Listen to this. This is Pence. This is I love the back of Trump's head Pence.
Right.
Pence sent a letter to Priebus saying Trump's got to go.
Oh, shit.
And that he was ready to step up.
Pence sent a letter to.
And they told Bannon and Trump, you're done. You got to quit.
Right.
And that they were like, fuck you. No, no way. We're doubling down and we're going to turn around and attack. But Reince Priebus told them Pence is ready to step in and we've got his vice president, Condoleezza Rice.
God.
So they were going to run Condoleezza Rice with Pence if Trump would have decided to quit after the grab him by the pussy tape.
God, how the fuck would that have shaken out? I mean,
they would have lost.
Well, no. Well, wait.
No, they would have lost.
We don't know what Russia would have done.
Trump is the personality.
Yeah.
You can't put Pence in that place and think he's going to inspire the masses.
Yeah.
Pence going to have a rally?
No, I just, yeah, that's true.
Do you see anybody going to a Pence rally?
No, you're right.
So, yeah. You know, I think it's Trump's, it's just that Trump personality. And I think it's proven out because look at all the Trumpian candidates that have run and lost, that have run on unabashed, we hate immigrants, fuck women, fuck brown people, but they end up losing. Trump has been able to get away with that shit, but not a lot of these other candidates that have tried to be Trumpian have gotten away with it. So this story over at Politico from the State Department is she says it's difficult to leverage diversity now with a senior foreign service that remains 88.8% white and more than 2/3 male.
Wow. Don't we want our government to reflect what our fucking country looks like? Don't we? I mean, shouldn't it?
I would hope. Right now it reflects what 25% of our country looks like.
Ooh, perfect.
Racist, misogynist,
gross
white people.
God, it's, again, just like listening to reactions over this accusation about the Kavanaugh fucking assault, sexual assault thing. It is just so disheartening. It just feels like we're in 1950.
Yeah. And then you still got other assholes. I forget. Who did I see today came out and said, you know, the Me Too movement. I think it was Sean Penn. Even Sean Penn. Sean Penn, who's supposed to be ultra liberal, was like, you know, it's too black and white, the Me Too movement. You know, it's
too black and white.
I think he's saying it's too, of course, he's saying it's too easy for someone to be accused and get torn down without proof.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in the day, didn't he beat the shit out of a photographer?
Oh, he's an asshole, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fucking dickhead. He's a white, rich actor in Hollywood that has benefited from the Me Too movement not being around, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Join us on the Facebook and on our social medias.
Yeah.
Et cetera. I just saw the next story I'm going to and I comment on it. Trial begins today for the murderous jackboot thug in Chicago who pulled up to a scene where there was a gentleman under the effects of some pretty heinous drugs, shirtless, walking around. A bunch of police had been following him.
Right.
But he hadn't attacked anybody or anything. He was basically stumbling down the street.
Yes.
This guy literally got out of his car. And within seconds, 16 shots, and had to be restrained by his partner from reloading. And
shot him 16 times.
Right. Right.
You know, I saw this, his story talking about his trial or something starting on, I think on the route or
starting
something.
Today. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a picture of him they have, and he's in a bulletproof vest walking to trial.
Oh,
if only Laquan McDonald had a bulletproof vest.
Well, because, you know, the evil Negroes might try to kill him.
White guys get bulletproof vests, and people that aren't white, they just get bullets. It's crap.
They do that, though. I mean, even like Dylan Roof, you know, I mean, they do put.
Yeah.
They do high profile cases like that. They do put tend to put vests on a lot of these assholes. Nearly 4 years after Jason Van Dyke unloaded 16 bullets into Laquan McDonald,
yes,
his murder trial is set to begin. Opening arguments today in Chicago. The defense, I was reading some of the transcript, the defense was like, there's no way he can get a fair trial here in Chicago. All of the jurors have already decided he's guilty. But then, get this, they asked him, so during the trial, I think the defense, or might have even been the judge, they got turned down for moving the venue. They're not moving it out of Chicago, out of Cook County, because it was either the judge or defense pointed out, wait a minute, you only used 5 of your strikes to get rid of jurors out of 7 or 9 or something like that.
Yeah,
they didn't even use them all. If you were so worried about the jury being tainted and already having made up their mind, why didn't you use every single one of your preempts and get rid of them? But no, you had some, you didn't use them all. So how can you argue
right
that they're all bad?
And it happened in Chicago.
They always try to move venue. It's like, they're not going to get a fair trial here.
God.
Look at all the black people in Chicago. They're not going to give him a fair trial.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't move, because it doesn't make any sense. The crime happened in Chicago.
They want to move it to, you know, Steve King's district in Iowa.
Oh, of course.
Where all the angry white people.
Can we move the venues to where all white people think black people are monsters? Yeah, that will we can help.
A jury pool there.
Oh, my God. Fuck off.
So their request was turned down. Meanwhile, listen to this. The jury selection is done. One black juror out of 12.
Wow.
Which really represents the population spread in Chicago, doesn't it?
Why is that allowed to happen? God damn.
That's the way it happened.
Black Lives Matter, honestly. This guy got shot 16 fucking times.
So now a mostly white jury is going to decide
the fate of this fucking
the
murderer.
The fate of a cop.
What's his name? Jason Van Dyke?
Yeah.
God, you're a piece of shit. You and that fucking
Cook County,
bulletproof vest.
Cook County has approximately 25% black and 40% white people. So
why 1 in 12 in the jury?
That's how it worked out. A lot of back and forth between the prosecution and defense about the makeup of the jury, both sides accusing the other of making decisions based on race.
Yeah.
Prosecutors used four of their strikes on white guys.
Right.
One of who has a pro-police bumper sticker on his vehicle.
Yeah. You don't want that
another
guy.
Is in the process of becoming a Chicago police officer.
Well, don't you think that guy's biased?
The defense lawyers used five strikes on non-white people. All of their strikes were on brown people, including a black man who is a church elder and a black woman who was filling out her jury questionnaire when she was told that her son had been shot. Ooh,
God.
Six of the jurors are white. It says three maybe Latin, one Asian. Oh, so it's not all white.
What is this guy?
But there's only one African American. Yeah.
Is this Jason Van Dyke, this murderous fuck? Is he trying to say that he is justified, that he was?
He said the guy that Laquan lunged at him with the knife.
And that's backed up
by
evidence.
We have video evidence.
Video?
Shows. Yeah.
There's video evidence!
No.
It's a video!
Multiple police officers responded to a call about a person breaking into vehicles at a truck yard. Officers encountered 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who was holding a knife. They followed him for several blocks. At one point, they radioed in for help and requested an officer with a taser.
Okay.
Now, this sounds like decent policing if there's a man high on PCP waving a knife around instead of just shooting him. How about tasing him?
Because the tasing works, right? I've never been fucking tased, but I...
This asshole, Van Dyke, the murderer...
Yes.
Literally showed up within seconds.
Okay.
He shows up, and instead of pulling out his taser...
Yes.
He shot him 16 times.
Right.
Police have been following him for blocks.
Why did he do it?
Joe Rambo shows up, screeches to a halt. Bang.
That's... How do the cops think they're supposed to exist?
Leaving his car with his gun drawn, the Chicago police officer began shooting within seconds, firing 16 bullets into the teenager's body. I think they said like 12 of them were once he was already on the ground. Like he started shooting, hit him a couple times, he fell down the ground, and he went bah, 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 kept shooting him as he was on the ground.
How come in England cops don't carry guns?
Because they're taught to de-escalate situations.
But they do
use nonviolent methods.
But they have ways they can protect themselves, right? They only have tasers or something like that.
Some of them have tasers, some of them have billy clubs or whatever, and some of them don't.
Why can't we do that?
Because we live in a more of a fascist police state.
Yeah. And our society is just awash in fucking guns. Really, these guns, man. What the fuck?
He later defended his actions, saying he feared for his safety and that of the other officers.
God, fuck him. Boy, if he doesn't go to jail for a long ass fucking time, there's going to be riots in that city.
It doesn't help him that at least seven officers on the scene, he was the only one who fired a shot.
Okay.
And a recent report found that prior to Laquan's shooting, Van Dyke was in the top 3% of Chicago police officers in receiving civilian complaints. He's a fucking asshole.
He's a thug.
Yeah.
He's a fucking thug.
And then that asshole, Rahm Emanuel and those guys tried to cover up the tape.
Oh,
they
my
sat
God.
On the tape for
yeah,
over
yeah.
a year. Relations between the black community in Chicago, law enforcement, and city officials worsened over a year-long delay in releasing the video. The explosive video in which Laquan is seen being shot as he is walking away.
Damn.
Made his death a national story.
Walking away.
Mere hours before it was released, Van Dyke was charged with murder. But we'll see. I'm reading from The Root. This must be the story you put up.
Yeah, yeah.
The video footage is damning. It will still be an uphill climb. The Root is a African-American.
Right.
Media outlet.
Right.
So they know how it works. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
We watched
There's
Eric
video
Garner.
Evidence.
We watched Eric Garner get choked to death.
Yeah, and he died.
Saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. We watched that happen.
Yeah.
We saw Tamir Rice standing in a park within a second and a half of Joe Kopp leaping out of his car. He shot the kid dead because he was carrying an airsoft gun in an open carry legal state.
So you can just, if he had an AK-47 or, well, I don't know, what's a
if
legal
he was
gun?
White.
Oh, yes.
And had that gun, they may have said, drop the weapon
yeah.
before shooting him. But
you know,
he was
people that
he was a giant,
this,
murderous, yeah. monstrous 12-year-old African-American.
I mean, to people that think, oh, I could see the officer's side in this story, change the race. Make the person white. Would that kid have been shot? No.
According to the Chicago Tribune, the last time an officer was convicted of murder for an on-duty killing was 1970.
Holy shit. 1970.
Yep.
Elvis was alive.
So that's going on in my hometown of God. Chicago. Today, hopefully that fuck will end up.
So what do you think this guy,
jail.
Why would this guy do that? Did Jason Van Dyke, did he just get overexcited? He got angry. He got mad. He's like, fuck this guy and shot him to death.
Yeah.
And how many other cops were with him?
Seven.
Why did he feel? I mean, I know a guy with a knife, but.
And he's moving away. In the video, he's moving
yeah.
away from Officer Kill.
Right. I wonder what
Officer
his other complaints look like.
What?
I wonder what the complaints look like. What are the complaints like for him, I wonder?
Oh, I'm sure it's brutality.
Yeah.
Abuse.
God.
Profiling.
Yeah.
And then he fucked up, too. Remember, he did that interview not too long ago. That puff piece where they're trying to humanize him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a
yeah.
good man. I'm a family man.
The myth of the good man.
Fuck you.
The myth of the good white man. I think that's on the cover of Jezebel today or something. You're talking about Brett Kavanaugh. He's a good man. Jason Van Dyke's a good man.
Oh, yeah. Which means white.
Yeah, it means white. Right. He's a good man. He's like everybody else, white guy. He's like you. What the fuck? Damn, it's a shame our eyeballs have certain cones that allow us to see color.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? We have cones
shade.
In there, whatever.
We'd be kind of totally blind if
we didn't have cones. We
well,
should be blind.
Well,
we need, be
well even
blind.
If it was just rods, you'd still be able to see.
I got a rod.
You'd still be able to see whether someone was dark or light.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? Something happened to Rick Scott here.
Oh, God.
Oh, he got chased out of a restaurant.
Ah, fuck you, Rick.
By protesters.
You dickbag.
This red tide thing is really hurting him here in the state, which is yeah. maybe Maybe it'll help Nelson. And Andrew Gillum, I saw a poll. He's up by 6.
He's leading.
Yeah.
He's beyond the margin of error, right?
Oh, no, it was 8. I'm sorry. He was up by 8. Yeah.
And that's a real lead.
Yes.
God, yeah, we don't want this DeRacis. You know, the DeSantos, we don't want this guy. I don't want a guy who's such a dumb dickhead. Imagine, his first time speaking, and, you know, after he wins the nomination, he's like, hey, something about a monkey, right? We can't monkey this up.
We can't monkey this up.
Imagine what he would say in matters of state.
Well, he's the guy
state.
Who did the campaign ad where his kid was dressed in a MAGA onesie, and he was teaching his toddler how to build a wall, remember? He's all Trump all the time.
Fuck off. I totally forgot that. Yeah. I didn't hear that story.
He's all Trump all the time. This
guy's a little kid
DeRacist.
Building a wall?
Mm-hmm. With blocks. He was teaching him how to build a wall.
We don't want this guy representing Florida, right? He's a buffoon.
It doesn't appear, so.
He's a fucking buffoon. Oh, my God.
Rick Scott running for senator, former or current governor.
Yes.
Here in Floridia.
God. Blech.
Let's not forget that he pled the fifth 75 times in a lawsuit against his the company that he ran that was charged with massive, huge Medicare fraud.
Tell me, there's no fucking way Rick Scott's going to win.
No.
He's not going to win?
No, I'm not telling you that.
What
we have Trump
fuck?
As president. How can we...
You're
underestimate
right.
the disgustingness of some of our fellow
you
citizens.
Can't. God, people of Florida, turn the state blue for the love of shit. Legalize. Imagine.
Well,
if
these
we had
Puerto Ricans that showed up.
Yeah.
Was it 80 to 100,000, they think? Puerto Ricans that just left Puerto Rico and moved here because they got their houses are gone.
You think they're
voting
Republican?
They're not real happy with El Señor Trump.
Yes. God damn.
And now that they're living here, their vote matters.
Right, right.
Rick Scott was booted out of Mojo's Real Cuban Restaurant today Venice, Florida.
I love it. Resist, baby!
He was visiting on a campaign stop. Once he arrived, he was greeted by a mass of protesters advocating about the red tide algae issues.
Yeah, dude. Imagine, you live in
Florida.
We'll
have to talk about this sometime. This is all to do with the sugar. A lot of it has to do with the sugar industry and how Rick Scott lessened environmental protections and allowed the sugar industry to just pollute the fuck out of the water, which is causing these red algae blooms in some areas and killing everything.
Damn. Sugar?
I think that's the story.
Fucking science is brutal sometimes. Let's roll back regulation. Sure, no problem.
A video posted to Twitter shows protesters shouting coward at Scott as he slithered out of the back door of the restaurant.
You know what, man? I remember when the oil spill down in the Gulf happened. I was visiting my folks. I was at the beach. And you could walk, everybody's walking down to the beach and looking at the sheets of oil rolling in, all the fucking tar balls.
Mm.
And you know who the fuck showed up? I think Rick Scott showed up to make a fucking speech, that piece of garbage.
But
damn.
if you had shares in BP, you were okay. You know, I mean, they made sure that BP shares stayed safe.
Absolutely.
And they didn't charge them too much money.
Oh, my God. I think. My dad and I bought shirts that said, fuck BP, or maybe BP sucks. I hope it was fuck BP. I don't know.
Red tide is a natural event also. It's not like it's just that. But they are saying that during the red tide, water quality experts have found, it's really bad, spanning nearly 100 miles of coastline in southern Florida.
Oh, shit.
Causing the death of thousands of marine animals. And residents in 6 Florida counties are experiencing respiratory issues. Several beaches have been closed. And tourism is being negatively affected in the southwest of Florida. Dude,
I was swimming at Destin years ago, and there was a red tide or something, and not right where I was, but I was coughing for like days. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, man. Hey, Florida, elect Democrats. Do you like going to the beach? Do you like enjoying the natural part of Florida that's fucking nice? Or do you want to live in a fucking post-apocalyptic fucking shitbag?
It says protesters are blaming Rick Scott for the algae bloom and for reducing funding for environmental agencies.
Right. Hey, what do the Republicans do in North Carolina? Oh, we don't want to explore the fucking results of rising sea levels and global fucking warming. Now everybody's there taking
North
a big
Carolina,
fucking bath.
Right, right.
These fucking Republicans, they don't give a shit. They're fucking rapists. They don't care about the environment. They're racist. They suck cop dick all day. What the fuck?
That's in Florida here for the Florida locals.
Who's our representative? Who is it? Who's our fucking representative? Matt motherfucking Gaetz. Got Trump dick just so far back in his throat. He's just like...
And he'll skate to victory.
No! God! You can't! Nobody's skating! Damn. There's somebody good running against him? It's like, it's, but it's all the people that vote, right? It's all the voters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's I don't know what the percentage of minorities are here in Pensacola.
Yes.
But there's a bunch of black people.
There's a big Vietnamese population.
But why would you vote?
Yeah. Why would you fucking vote? Why would you buy in? Why would you take
why would you think,
from your day to buy into this fucking situation?
Yeah. So, but we'll see. They're trying to, I got an email today asking if I wanted to be a poll watcher.
Ooh, yes.
I would love to. I have to work, though. That would, right. If I didn't have to work, I would totally be all over that.
Poll watcher?
I did it. Well, I was an election judge in Chicago.
Well, you stood up to the man on that, right?
Well, I stood up to the dummies that were.
Yeah.
I don't know that there was actual fraud, but I had to challenge about 50 ballots because they had forgotten, which was like 10% of the ballots that were cast in that precinct.
How
I
many
had to
people would have
challenge them because they didn't initial them?
Yeah.
And then right in front of me, they were looking and they were like, these aren't initialed, and I said, I have to challenge those. We have to take those out. And they said, well, Mike, I'll just initial them now.
Right. I'll initial them now.
And I was like,
I'm on my way to the bar.
That's fraud.
Yes.
That's fraud. Because somebody could have, when we weren't looking, snuck up and threw 50 ballots in the box.
But then
for whatever candidate they felt.
Yeah. But wouldn't that have been weird, though? Because it would have been more votes than on the registration roll for there. Or it wouldn't have been caught. Yeah, you're right. Who fucking knows?
Chicago,
you're
man. And I just thought the whole thing was pretty shady because it was my job.
Yeah.
After all that was done.
Right.
And they were mad at me. After that was all done, I
this
said,
"This is
I didn't
outside
care.
Of Chicago."
Yeah. So I took all the ballots.
Right.
But then it was my job to take all of the ballots.
Yes.
To this creepy. Vacant lot. Literally, it was like this creepy vacant lot.
Okay.
Where I met this big fat guy that I knew was a Democrat. He was one of the election officials. Sitting there like a mobster, and we passed it between our windows. I gave him the bag full of all the ballots. And I said, I had to check, there was a problem, I had to challenge like 50 of them. And he just shook his head and was like, fuck.
Too bad. I'm doing my fucking job.
I don't know. I didn't get the vibe he was mad at me. I think
right.
I got the vibe that he was like, God, they're
but
stupid.
Your fellow poll workers
or
were
he
mad.
Was mad that they were too stupid to get it past me.
Probably.
Oh, they were mad. Yeah. The the poll workers, they were like, why don't we just initial them now?
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Right. I'm like,
what am I doing?
And then
here?
I thought, well, how many, if it was fraud, if it was an attempt to fudge 10% here, 10% there. You know, that's Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the wrong guy getting elected.
If you what was it, one or two votes a precinct, they said, in Wisconsin? If you average it out, one or two votes a precinct you change.
Yeah.
And it would have flipped Wisconsin.
What I don't understand is that's a volunteer job, right?
Yes. No, I got paid.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I was going to say, I mean, it would seem like if you're taking...
But I was a Democrat. Right. I was working for the Democrats as an official judge.
Oh, okay.
There are poll watchers who are supposed to be, I think, nonpartisan or, right. or you know, but I was an election judge.
But if so. It's your job, if you go out of your way to do that, to get trained and everything, wouldn't you... I would assume you'd want to do the right thing anyway. I mean, do you want to go home after a long day of poll watching and be like, oh, yeah, I committed fraud. Nobody will ever find out. Right. And that's a bummer.
And that was, I mean, it's kind of the same today. It's not like a Republican's going to win anything in Chicago.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, except maybe in the lily white burbs.
Or unless, like you said, unless the candidate's black. And then sometimes the people in the South Side, they don't know what to do. Some of the stories you hear out of Chicago, you're like, is that really from the 80s, from the 1880s? Like, who was that guy running for mayor? And they said, oh, he would replace the elevators in the library with jungle vines or some shit like that. Who the fuck?
Was that a candidate who was running? Who said that about?
Somebody said that about Harold Washington.
Harold Washington, the mayor? You know what I mean? Yeah, that was a rough period in Chicago.
Chicago is fucked up.
When Harold Washington won the nomination, beating, you know, some white person that they wanted. That was a rough period for Chicago Democrats that are all the racists in my neighborhood. Had a really, really rough time.
Right.
That was when, what was the guy? I almost remember the guy's name. Bernie something was the guy that ran against Harold Washington, the Republican. And he did really well that year.
Wow.
When Republicans couldn't get a vote
in
any other election. Put a Negro in there.
Right.
Suddenly a lot of people decided they were Republicans. Tell me there's no racism.
Oh, God. So stupid.
And then I told you the same thing with Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't know what to do.
I don't know. I just can't vote for that N-word.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's up?
No, I'm saying they...
Yeah.
People voted Democrat their whole life.
God, that's crazy.
And I had one say to me, I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
You know,
I remember
when Obama was running, I think, for Senate, you couldn't walk around, well, it was the north side. You couldn't walk around the north side of the city without people passing out info for him, campaigning for him.
Really?
I mean, you just hit packs of people everywhere. Have you heard about Barack Obama?
Oh, yeah, I was already in L.A. at that time, I think, so I missed that.
Because they brought in Alan Keyes to run against him.
Alan Keyes.
Why?
How craven. How craven.
It's disgusting.
The literal carpetbagger. He didn't even have a house in Illinois.
Because the guy who was going to run, Jim Ryan, got sick. He got cancer and he couldn't run. So they put Alan Keyes in.
Yeah.
You're right. That is so craven and stupid. I mean, God,
so
guys.
They found, let's find a black one somewhere to put up against Obama. That's our only hope.
That's how the GOP thinks, right? Because that's why we got Sarah Palin, right? Because Hillary was running.
Oh, yeah.
So probably. Let's put up a woman.
Yeah. We need a vagina on our team.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with qualifications.
By the way, Sarah Palin, what's up? We haven't heard from you in a while. Are you not out going to parties and having your kids beat people up anymore? Or?
Fortunately, we haven't heard from Sarah Palin in a while.
Right.
I did see there's more shit going on with her trash daughter and the war hero that
what's
she was
name?
Married to. Bristol?
Bristol.
They're having a horrifically vicious divorce.
Oh, no.
And they're just such... trash.
Nobody.
They're just such trash people.
Right.
She
was on Dancing with the Stars, right?
I think she was, right?
How many Republicans have been on, Republican politicians have been on Dancing with the Stars, and how many Democrats? I don't know what the point I'm trying to make, but it's just a fucking observation. Rick Perry, he should have fucking won. I saw the way that guy danced. That he didn't win that year is bullshit, because Rick Perry was good on Dancing with the Stars. He's a great dancer.
I don't know about that. He was very enthusiastic.
Well, yeah, he was selling it, dude.
Great.
Oh, I don't know. I saw those Pot of Rays. He was whatever the fuck. God,
he had a great time, though, obviously, though.
And that face. He had a show face. He had his face
smiling.
On.
He loved it.
Always camera ready. Maybe doesn't believe in gravity and global warming and shit like that. Now he's in charge of our nukes. That's fine.
Gravity.
But, yeah, whatever. Fuck him.
He doesn't believe in gravity.
Remember that? He had that thing with Al Franken and Rick Perry said something dumb like, well, science is always up for debate or something like that. And Al Franken had to say, well, some things in science are not up for debate, like gravity, shit like that, evaporation. I don't know if you said evaporation. Science.
So a lot of parts of the Carolinas are still underwater.
Yeah, dude.
It's still raining.
fuck?
It's just insanity going on.
I thought Pat Robertson sent that storm out to sea with his Jesus juice.
Well, he apparently protected just Regent University and,
wow.
And CBN is all he is, I thought, all his magic. He is old, you know. It's
okay.
Only so much of the continent he can spare with his Jesus magic.
And maybe, Pat, maybe you've ran out of your prayer credits for your life or something.
God, there's a story out of, what time is it? Oh, we got to get going pretty soon here.
Oh, shit.
Out of Oklahoma?
Fuck you, boy!
And this is a typically American story.
Yes.
A guy named Bart Alsbrook.
Yes.
Has resigned.
Okay.
As interim police chief of an Oklahoma town, Colbert, Alabama,
fuck
or Oklahoma.
You.
601.
Yeah.
Because he has been revealed as the former leader of a neo-Nazi group.
Who the fuck? Hey, man, how crazy if you were hanging out with somebody and you're like, blah, 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 what do you do? What do you do for, you know, your spare time? And someone said, well, I'm in charge of a neo-Nazi group. Like, imagine how crazy that would sound.
He resigned last year.
Okay.
He's 50. Former Texas coordinator of the Blood and Honor USA.
Oh.
A racist skinhead group with neo-Nazi ties.
Blood and Honor?
He also...
Grow up.
Ran a pair of neo-Nazi video and music companies. Had a skinhead website glorifying pictures of racist beatdowns.
He's a skinhead mogul, Pat.
And at one point was charged with the attempted murder of another skinhead, but the case was dropped when the alleged victim refused to testify.
Was he elected to sheriff or whatever the fuck
police he... Police chief?
Was he elected?
He was named interim police chief of Colbert, Oklahoma last year.
Yay!
In August of 2017.
Yes.
Just 10 days later.
Okay.
White supremacists held their deadly rally in Charlottesville.
Right.
Prompting the hate tracking group Southern Poverty Law Center to release a map of known hate groups in America.
Okay.
The local TV station found one local hate group and noticed something interesting.
Oh, shit, guys. That's our police chief.
a neo-Nazi record label they found in the area.
Who the fuck? What is on that record label? I
calling itself the voice of the skinhead hate group Blood and Honor USA. The site openly sells not neo-Nazi and KKK music.
Oh, God.
As well as Nazi and, of course, Confederate paraphernalia.
Ooh, hell yeah, boy.
And it was the KXII, the local TV station, found out that the company was registered to one Mr. Bart Alsbrook, who had 10 days prior been named interim police chief of Colbert.
That's amazing. So for 10 days, this neo-Nazi entertainment mogul lasted as police chief.
So he was forced. He did resign. He was forced to resign. Even apparently in Oklahoma, they pretend that they don't like Nazis.
Think about this, dude. The only reason he was busted because of the Charlottesville thing and that hate map was released or whatever the fuck. And some dude on the news happened to notice a guy's name.
Right.
He could I mean, God, he could still be in there.
And
you know?
How many are?
God, that's a real scary point.
At the time, he was Blood and Honor USA's Texas coordinator. in 2005.
Coordinator.
He ran a skinhead video production company, NS88.
Right.
NS often refers to National Socialism and 88. If you ever see people with 88 tats, the eighth letter of the alphabet is H.
Oh, God.
HH.
Right.
Heil Hitler.
Oh,
bleh. Is what the 88 stands for.
God, what a bunch of fucking simpleton idiots. Imagine. I got a whole record label for racist. Blah, blah, blah.
Web registries revealed Alsbrook's Nazi ties dating back to 1996, at least.
Oh, shit.
Where they reported that Alsbrook had registered a gruesome Skinheads USA website.
Ugh. Sometimes it's like the internet's bad.
Designed to correspond with other white nationalists on the internet.
Yay! Great.
And pro-white groups.
Pro-white. Ugh.
When his ties were first revealed.
Yes.
A group watched two mid-2000 skinhead documentaries in which Alsbrook openly described his involvement with violent groups.
He's just talking about it.
Yeah.
How much money does this dickhead make off a stupid fucking racist record label anyway?
He said, we have a saying that C-18 is basically the militant wing of Blood and Honor. Ugh. The C, of course, stands for combat.
Ooh. Oh,
the number
moron.
1-8 is the first letter of the alphabet, 1 being A, and the eighth letter being H. A-H, which stands for Adolf Hitler. So when you draw it out, it's combat Adolf Hitler, which represents a fighting force. Combat in the name of socialism and Adolf Hitler. This is the guy who, 15 years later, would go on to be named police chief.
How are people so dumb?
Colbert, Oklahoma.
I mean, God, even if you're... God, listen how into racism gotta go. And shit.
I got to hit the money shot here, though.
Ooh, yes.
He is now moved over to a different police department 15 miles away and is working as a police officer.
Shut the fuck up.
15 miles away.
Is he going to be fired or something like that? I mean, this guy can't be... You think this guy can be a cop? I mean, really? Shit, man.
It's
a fucking... I got a Nazi video company.
So that's the story there.
Fuck him.
His new employer says that's all water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge.
He started a new job as a reserve officer at the police department of Akeel, Oklahoma.
Oh,
the police
God.
Chief there said he knew of the neo-Nazi past, but that he's moved on. He's no longer a racist.
Oh, yes. He was an entertainment Nazi mogul or some shit. Imagine you're black in that city and you want to call the cops if you need the cops.
Achille City Clerk Laura Stanley said, we don't consider something from 20 years ago.
If you're white. If you're white.
He claims, I left all that racist stuff behind me 15 years ago.
Okay, that's
been
hilarious.
Helping people ever since. I have a clean record, so I volunteered to be an unpaid police officer a few years back.
Oh, okay, congratulations.
But 10 years ago, he was representing Blood and Honor at a skinhead conference.
Oh, my God,
he
guys.
Said 15 years ago he left it. 10 years ago. He was representing Blood and Honor at a skinhead conference.
Wow. So wonderful.
He fucking lied.
God. How could this racist but be how many, so dishonest?
Well, and how many stories of these racist, horrible cops just skipping over to a different county?
And that's one story.
Darren Wilson, who killed Michael Brown, was fired from a police force that had to be dissolved because of its racism. And he skips over to Ferguson, got another job where he could kill a black one.
That's so fucked up. That's so fucked up!
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do this again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Oh, shit, we got to go now. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.